Father, and sent the Holy Spirit to guide us. We implore thy most sacred heart to have mercy on us in this time of need. Bless and protect the vulnerable. Give hope to all and fill our hearts with confidence in your divine mercy. Be our joy in the midst of suffering and our stability in the midst of uncertainty. Your forgiveness we seek, your love we need, your protection we implore. Forgive our sins and heal our wounds. Strengthen any weakness of faith and make us strong so as to give witness to your glory. Keep far from us any illness, pestilence, or harm. You are our refuge. You are our comfort. You are our hope. Through the intercession of Our Lady, health of the sick, we come to your most sacred heart and beseech your protection and blessing. Most sacred heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Amen.
Everyone feels lonely at times, from college freshmen to the homebound to people married with kids. But the reality is, alone is a lie. It never existed. Even in the abyss before space and time, there was the Trinity, one God who is a communion of persons. And not only is He with you, He surrounded you with angels and saints. When Elisha the prophet was surrounded by an army that wanted to kill him, his servant was terrified until he had a vision. He saw horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. You might be in a hospital, experiencing a broken relationship, or feeling rejected because of your faith, but you're surrounded by an unseen army. You're part of the body of Christ, connected with people all over the world struggling just as you are. And you have Jesus at your side, who experienced the pain of isolation, so that when you feel really lonely, you'd have someone to feel really lonely with. This is Chris Stefanik from reallifecatholic.com.
Here I am, and here you are, and we are together for the Spring Spirit Drive here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. It's day one, Wednesday, March 16th. This is our afternoon push. The next couple of hours, we're going to try to push to reach our total goals, our total daily giving today. We're looking for 100 total gifts. We have 39 left to go, so we are there. We are like crossed over the midpoint. We're barreling through here. We were looking for a total of 40 sustaining members before the end of the day, which for us is 6 o'clock for the Spirit Drive, and we only have 22 more to go on that. We're well on our way, and we need 6 more leadership gifts. And let me talk about those gifts for a moment. The leadership gift is $1,000 or more, and we love to have those gifts. Those are such generous, welcomed gifts here. And sustaining membership, that is another really important way you can support the station. It's only $20 a month. That is something, thanks be to God, most of us can afford without breaking the bank. And it really is a steady source of income for the station, really helps us with all the operating costs. And they're so efficient. I think it's like $1 a minute to bring you the programming that you hear, the local programming, the national broadcasting. So it's really, really a effective, well-oiled machine over here, this apostolate. And one-time gifts in any amount. No gift is too small. And membership gifts, $60 a year will give you 100 mentions for your business. So no matter what size your business is, consider that as well. We're giving as thank yous a chance for all callers, all donors who are picking up that phone, 614-459-4820, or making those donations online, stgabrielradio.com. All callers, all donors during the Spring Spirit Drive are eligible to win 4 VIP package and seats for the Rescue Project Live with Father John Ricardo on June 18th and 19th at the Ohio Expo Center. That's going to be amazing for men, for women. We're all going to be there. It's going to be amazing. And current, new, and those who increase their sustaining memberships are invited to stop by the station anytime through the end of April, and you'll receive a special thank you in the form of a hardcover prayer book called The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus. And this half hour, we're giving out gift cards for different priests. And this the priest we have lined up now for us to give a gift card is Father Matt Hoover from Immaculate Conception. And so I'm going to get back to the board. We've just had a few more calls come in. But first, let me bring my guest on for the half hour. Her name is Lisa, and she is a parishioner of Immaculate Conception. So Lisa, you'll be able to help us inspire our listeners to pick up that phone at 614-459-4820 and give to a great cause. Plus, Father Matt Hoover will get a gift card. What do you think of that?
That is wonderful. Hello, Elizabeth. thank you for having me on. I'm honored to be here with you.
Well, it is our honor to have you as well. I love having people from all these different parishes throughout the diocese. You know, because every parish is unique and pastors are unique, and so we get to find out what's going on. But can you first lead us in a prayer, please, Lisa?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Father, we praise you and we thank you for all you have done for us. We thank you for this day, for all the gifts and blessings you have given us, and for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and all the people who work to bring truth to those seeking to know more about you and your church. We pray for a successful spirit drive so the mission of this apostolate may continue to bring truth to even more people, especially during these challenging times. And for the intentions in our hearts, we bring them to you. Help us to trust in your will. We pray these things through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Great prayer. Thank you, Lisa, for starting us with that. And while we were just starting the first part of this half hour, we had a couple gifts come in. So let me just give a quick thank you to Josephine and Eric, who are from St. Peter's, and they are giving a gift in memory of their former pastor, Father Justin Rice. They say they love Father Tuttle, Father Chris Tuttle, and their former pastor, Father Mark Summers, who we were just honoring in the last half hour. So thank you, Josephine and Eric. And I know that that's a second gift they've given today. So if you've given a gift this morning, feel free to pick up that phone again. You can make another gift. That is fine. We're always open to that at 614-459-4820. I want to also thank Bernadine. She's over at St. Cyril in Chicago and is giving a gift. She says she listens to Catholic radio often in her car, and she's giving in honor of Jim Anderson, who was just my guest the last half hour. So we have listeners calling in from Chicago today, and that is awesome. And you can do that too, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And we're looking for a total of 7 gifts to earn Father Matt Hoover's gift card. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 already. And so we're going to keep working towards that goal. But in the meantime, Lisa, you've been a member over there at the parish, Immaculate Conception, for 20 years and very involved in all kinds of ministries. Kind of give us a snapshot of what you've been doing over at your parish.
Yes, definitely. Well, I started out helping to promote the Columbus Catholic Women's Conference as a parish captain. I had an amazing experience the first year that I went, and I wanted to make sure that other women had that, first of all, knew about it, and, you know, just to promote that so that they could come to the conference and attend. And I've been there for several years, and truly appreciate going every year, and I put it on my calendar every February to attend that conference. And we have a core group of faithful women that go every year, and more that join in. So I started doing that when we had Alpha at our parish. I was a coordinator to help assist with running that amazing program, and we had lots of people coming, and I think that was important for a lot of people in growing their faith and in their faith journey. And I'm currently a member of our parish council, representing our Faith Formation and Spiritual Life Commission. So that has been a wonderful experience for me in working with and meeting lots of other people in the parish. And basically, we come together to explore, support, and provide opportunities to increase the faith in our community. And one thing that we worked on just this past year, this past December, we started a new tradition in our parish for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And we wanted to do something a little bit more. So we expanded that celebration into a 3-day celebration. So we have what we're calling is the Immaculate Conception Triduum. So 3-day celebration. We started it this year. We had a speaker. We did rosary together, adoration, a penance service, and of course the feast day masses. And we were very grateful to have Father Steve Dominic Hayes from St. Patrick's Church to be our first speaker for this new annual tradition. So December 8th is the feast day, and we are already in the planning stages for this year's Triduum celebration.
That's great, and it's great to see the parishes being able to have their events in person. I was at the Catholic Women's Conference, which you just mentioned. I was covering it for the radio, and just to see 2,500 people, and yeah, that was a small crowd for the Women's Conference, I know, because it's been up to like almost 4,000, but still, what a tremendous turnout, you know, still in times we're living where people are still feeling maybe a little hedgy about coming out to live events, but it's so exciting to see, like at IC, these programs that are going to be live and in person and let people get connected again. So that is really, really awesome. And I'm talking with Lisa from Immaculate Conception here at the Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. And while you were speaking, we had a pretty exciting gift just come in. I want to say thank you to Chris from Mount Gilead. And Chris has become a leadership giver, which is awesome. So that's the second leadership gift we've had today. So that is really, really exciting. And Chris says, there's my screen keeps going blank. Chris says, I love Catholic radio. And for those who contribute to keep it going, and which is exactly what Chris from Mount Gilead is doing. So thank you for your leadership gift. That's so important. And it helps move us forward to give Father Matt Hoover that gift card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So four. So we have three more to do that for that. So going back to Lisa, before we join the audio clip, which will start in just a few moments, how would you say St. Gabriel Catholic Radio has played a role in your individual faith journey?
Yes, it's in a big way. And actually, before we get to that, I did want to offer a challenge. And Immaculate Conception is located in Clintonville. If anybody hasn't been there yet, it's out on East North Broadway, and many people would recognize it by the beautiful grotto that we have that faces out on North Broadway. So you really can't miss it. So the challenge is, if you've prayed at the grotto, call in now and support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And if you haven't prayed at our grotto, I want to invite you to come to the grotto anytime. But I do want to invite you on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. We pray the rosary together all year long. So sun, rain, snow, all different types of weather, come out Sunday evenings, 8 p.m. and join us at the grotto. And if you haven't prayed there, you can call in now too as well.
That's beautiful. 614-459-4020. And how has Catholic radio impacted you?
So, you know, we all are on our faith journey in a different place. And just to give a little background, I grew up a cradle Catholic and attended CCD through eighth grade. And unfortunately, like many young adults, I was not regularly practicing my faith in college. So that made me an easy target and easy for me to get pulled away. And then I went through a challenging time the week before college graduation, and that was a pretty tough time. And basically, the plan I had in my head about how my life was going to unfold was unraveling. You know, this plan that I thought as was going to happen. So I had surgery for an unexpected medical issue. A relationship ended. All my close friends were leaving Columbus to go out and live their lives, and then the pressure of stepping out into the world set in. So I had a surrender moment laying in the hospital bed, and after acknowledging that I was living for me, I vowed to reprioritize my life and prioritize God in my life. So I didn't know what my next step was. I wasn't sure where exactly to begin, but I knew I needed to start somewhere. So I attended RCIA at a local Catholic church because I thought, you know, I haven't had faith formation in 10 years. And I think that was a help for me to hear things from an adult faith formation perspective and step out that way. But it was kind of a slow process. And it really wasn't until I turned on Catholic radio that I was able to get answers to all these questions, all of these things that I was seeking to know more about. I just didn't have anybody to guide me, and that was really impactful for me. So it's just really made a great big difference in my life. And I listen to pretty much all the programming, but top of the list, I would say Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo. He was really, he's just great. I've heard his talks over and over, and even still, I get so much out of his talks. You know, church teaching, what it means what it doesn't mean. He gets into that. He's just such a gifted communicator, and he's coming from his perspective and his life experience as well. So that's very much relatable. So that was a great program for me to hear right from the beginning when I first turned on the radio station, back when you guys first became AM 820. And then Catholic Answers Live in the evening time between 6 and 8 p.m., I would listen to that when I was making dinner or cleaning up from dinner, and just so many different topics and things I just never heard before. I was able to just understand so much more than what I knew. And then I also enjoy listening to Dr. David Anders 2 p.m. in the afternoon during the workday, but podcasts can help me catch up on those, even if I can't listen during
my
workday.
Yeah, and you know, Lisa's giving a firsthand witness of what Catholic Radio has the power to do. That answered her questions. And so this is what we're about on the Spring Spirit Tribe, is enabling that to happen in other lives as well. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com is how you can participate. We're going to jump over to our audio clip. It's from Catholic Answers Live. It's called Friendship with Jesus with Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio and Cy Kellett. You can hear the show 6 to 8 Monday through Friday on St. Gabriel. Again, Friendship with Jesus. Let's give a listen.
To some, this might sound presumptuous. I mean, on what basis would we say that the Son of God would be my friend?
It really comes right down to this, Cy. He said it. He said, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. He said that as part of his parting words on the night before he died in John's Gospel. So he wants an intimate relationship with us, even though he is Master and Lord. And I think it's really important to understand that there are many dimensions of our relationship with God the Father, with Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit. And of course, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we adore. And there are times when we should be on our faces before God in His awesome majesty, and that includes the Word of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. But that Word of God became incarnate in Jesus of Nazareth, and forever He is brother to us as well as Lord. He is friend as well as master. So there are different dimensions of our relationship that he wants us to cultivate, and that's a lifelong process. But intimacy with him, that is something that he wants, and that's something that distinguishes our relationship with God from many religions throughout the world over the course of time. You know, he reveals God, the first person of the Blessed Trinity, as Father. He calls us friend. And he gives us the Holy Spirit as a counselor, as an advocate, as an advisor that intimately dwells in us. I mean, this is kind of amazing that God wants that kind of relationship with us, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I am continually amazed by it. And I have to confess to you, I don't always live up to it. I think I should be a better person. If the Lord befriended me, I could be better. So it comes with that side as well.
You're absolutely right. Me too. And I want to say that early on, you know, as a kid, I learned the Catholic faith, I learned the creed, I learned the catechism, and I never missed Mass on Sunday. And I went through a rebellious time but I never left the church, I never left Mass, I never left communion, going to communion in my teen years as a rock and roller. But the one thing I didn't really have was an intimate relationship with Jesus. You know, he was pretty much, yes, he was second person, Blessed Trinity. I made the sign of the cross. We had crucifixes up in all the bedrooms in the house. Religious art, even in the living room, you know. But he was distant in my experience. And when I was 16, I met a group of people who were living that intimate friendship with him. They happened to be Catholic. They were lay people. They were nuns. They were priests. But they had really had a renewal in the Holy Spirit in their lives. And as a result, now Jesus was, they were really walking with him, and he was walking with them in their experience. And I could see how excited they were. And I found that I had been looking at being a rock star and had gotten pretty far even by age 17, but this was more exciting. And an intimate relationship with the creator of the world, that's even more exciting. Him having a plan for my life and leading me into it step by step on a journey, that is really high adventure. And so, you know, that was at age 16 was my first experience of this cultivating this relationship with Jesus as friend. And I just want to say, it's really the center of the Catholic faith. A lot of times people think about the faith as an edifice of doctrines and ideas and laws and moral precepts. And certainly there's a lot to living out our faith as Catholic Christians. But at the heart of it all, the reason for everything is this relationship with the Lord Jesus, which is a relationship of friendship and intimacy.
That clip came from Catholic Answers Live. It was Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio, and it's a show you can hear 6 to 8 Monday through Fridays on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And we're here for the Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by Lisa. She's a parishioner from Immaculate Conception, and we're trying to win her pastor, Father Matt Hoover, a gift card from Tim Hortons. And while we were playing that audio, Lisa, we had two more gifts come in, so let me jump over to the gift board. The first one is a fellow parishioner of Immaculate Conception. His name is Derek, and Derek called in a gift, and he is challenging men who attend Batman Is You at your parish to make a gift. He says he likes the programming on St. Gabriel. Yeah, Batman Is You is an awesome program. Let's get the men calling right now, 614-459-4820. Carol called in during that audio clip. She's from St. Andrews, and she gave a gift, and she said she loves all of it, and she's giving in honor of Monsignor Maloney, her pastor over there. So thank you so much. We need one more gift to earn Father Matt Hoover his gift card. Maybe we can get a sustaining member to kind of put us over the top for Father Hoover. Again, you can go to your phones at 614-459-4820 or St. Gabriel Radio. com. So Lisa, that clip on, man, friendship with God, what's your own experience of that? Have you been able to experience a friendship with God?
Yes. You know, he really hit on some points that I can definitely relate to. That sentence, that last sentence he said is just worth repeating. The heart of it all, the reason for everything is a relationship with the Lord Jesus, a relationship of friendship and intimacy. So it's just truly amazing that God, the creator of all things, wants to have a relationship with each one of us. And it's just beyond my understanding sometimes. And I just have to try and wrap my head around that and just trust in it. But it still just blows my mind. So he talks about at the end of the clip that many people think of the Catholic faith as having to live by doctrines and laws. So basically, we have a bunch of rules we have to follow. And I was there. I was following the rules. I was doing what I thought I needed to do. And just like he said in the clip, it was, you know, God was distant. He felt he was distant. And I can totally relate to that. But it's not about following the rules. It's really about doing things to grow in relationship with God. So, and he also points out that God led him in a step-by-step journey, to him as a friend, and he called it high adventure. And you think about that. It's truly amazing that, you know, God wants to be in relationship with us, be our friend, be close to us, and he has this journey if we just, you know, accept it. So that's how we move from the rules to the friendship part is, you know, we first have to accept that invitation of friendship. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, you know, lying there in a hospital bed in my surrender moment, that was when I accepted that invitation of friendship, and that's the first step. I question, how do we have a relationship with someone, you know, I don't see? How do I do that? So, you know, I just thought it through and thought, well, you know, first with someone I do see, I spend time with them. So that's the first thing I need to do. So prayer, reading the Bible, confession, and that's been amazing for my faith journey. And then adoration, so spending time with God. And then look for those opportunities that are offered through the church, all of those things. There's so many other ways that you can grow in relationship, but just, you know, start there. And then just take one step at a time. All of these things are not things I did all at once. They were just one thing at a time. And the journey looks different for everyone. But it's important to be faithful to that, you know, that next step and continue that relationship and make God the priority. Okay. And I can say that there was definitely a change in my approach to things I stopped doing things because I had to, and my approach was I started doing things because I wanted to. So, for example, I don't say I have to go to Mass. I say I want to go to Mass, or I get to go to Mass. So just that change in attitude was an important step for me.
That is amazing. We can hear the enthusiasm in your voice and how God has really led you through that time that, like you said, you struggled. And now we can really see the fruits of that. And we're so glad St. Gabriel Catholic Radio has been able to be a part of your journey, companion for your journey, and helping you grow in holiness and prayer and develop that deeper relationship with Christ, which I think some Catholics do struggle with. But it is a means, an avenue for us to develop that friendship. And we're already at the bottom of our half hour. But while you were talking, I think people were getting very motivated. And I just want to let you know that Rita from Our Lady of Victory called a gift in. She says she loves Father Ricardo and Dr. David Anders. And she's giving in honor of Father Connolly and Father Metzger and Father Massimio, or we're running out of space on this thing here. Let me over there. Massimi. So thank you, Rita, for all the priests you're honoring there. We appreciate your gift. And so that means that you have earned your pastor, Father Matt Hoover, his gift card, Lisa. So that's Woo-hoo! Exciting. Thank you for doing that. And we actually surpassed it by one. And we want to say a thank you to Jean. She's another parishioner from IC. She has given a gift in honor of Monsignor Frank Lane on Sunday. So she is giving a gift, and we're now starting another priest that we're going to be earning the gift cards for. It's Father Stephen Alcott. So it's all good. All the priests are great down at St. Patrick's. So we're starting to work on that as well. And I guess I want to say this one more. I'm going to call in another gift here. Lillian from St. Mary of the Assumption, she's giving in honor of Father Hoover. So I did want to give that shout out as well. Just such generous giving, and we so appreciate this. Lisa, thank you for joining us. We're going to let you go. You had great words for us. God bless you. And this is Elizabeth Ficicelli. The number again, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. We'll be back after the break with my next guest, Katie Frago. So stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Brenda Lombardi, and my parish is St. Joan of Arc Catholic Church in Powell, Ohio. I'm calling to share why I love St. Gabriel Radio. It reminds me of the verse in Matthew 10:27, when Jesus said, "What I tell you in the dark, utter in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim upon the housetops." I just feel that St. Gabriel Radio, often when I am praying in the secret of my heart, each day, when I get into my car and turn on in the morning and hear Father Adam Streichenberger's conversations on discipleship, or the Damascus Daily Prayer Lab, or the messages of hope from Father Stoss Daily, that Jesus is confirming these words from your radio station of all these wonderful priests and committed believers in Christ to share, and that often those words speak to me and confirm what my prayer is. And I feel that the truth of Jesus is being proclaimed through the radio station, in my car, over the airwaves, just like proclaiming upon the housetops. So I thank St. Gabriel Radio for this morning opportunity to confirm how Jesus is speaking to me in the secret of my heart. And I hope you all continue to proclaim the truth of Jesus from the housetops.
Hi, this is Gary Zimak with another peaceful pause. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. John 14:1. Even though we've done nothing to deserve it, Jesus promises that there is a place in heaven reserved for us. If that's the case, why do we allow our hearts to be troubled? Well, typically it's because we lose sight of the big picture. While it's no secret that we will have problems in this life, one day all of these problems will be gone and we can live forever in total happiness with God. What an incredible thought. Keep that in mind today, and let not your heart be troubled. For more information, visit my website, followingthetruth.com.
You count on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 for solid teaching that leads to conversion of heart. Jesus asked us to proclaim the gospel to all. We're in this together. Let's join together this week and make this Spirit Drive the best ever. Your support.